Hallelujah. Okay, before we will start, let's welcome our international audience.
Amen.
Welcome, beloved. Okay, so we'll go into our next message. Dad is still not letting me go from this message. It's the knowledge of yourself. You know how important it is to know who you are. In this series of messages, I'm sure some of you got to know yourself a little bit better. And you know, often, you know why we will know what is happening over there? Because we will know what is happening here. You know, some people say, how does he know what is happening with me? I know, because it is happening with me as well. Beloved, we are all so similar, but speaking about myself, I'm describing you if I'm speaking truthfully, of course. You know why some preachers you cannot listen to? Because everything that they say is not connected to reality. They're not speaking truthfully about themselves. They speak about who they want to see. I get into a bullseye because I'm truthfully speaking about everything, where it's good and where it's so-so and where it's really bad as well. Why? Because after listening to this, you'll receive freedom because all of us are in the same wagon called life. Amen? So, we'll move on into a series of messages. The knowledge of yourself in this message will be called Creators of Reality. You want to know who creates reality? You want to know how it is created? How, out of invisible, you create something visible? All of us, we speak that the Lord has created us in His image and likeness. That means not only do we look like Him, but we should have functions like Him. I know that we still have to go through the process of change and transformation into Him, but you, already after the knowledge of yourself, you should get things. Clearly, you'll know some things and you'll have them in your life that the Lord will move in your life, and you will create many things. You have been placed on this earth to bring the reality of heaven into movement here on earth. You have been given this function. Until church does not understand what is happening and how we move all of this. The devil ideally learned and studied these lessons, and he achieves his goals through his vessels on this earth. Amen? And so church has to understand all these things, the secrets, the mysteries, the revelations, and in the process, raise up her behind and start to do something. Amen? So, creators of reality. One time I asked this question: who creates this reality that we see, that we touch, all this visible comes from? Hundreds of years ago, we don't know, they didn't see the things that we see and call reality. You'll say, it's all good, it's okay. Beloved, this piece of glass right here, do you know that this was a revolution? Right now, we didn't even notice this piece of glass. In its time, it was revolution when people finally learned how to make glass. Someone brought that reality that you live, breathe, dress in, and touch, materialized it. Somebody understand me. And for you, it's just a simple thing. Why? Because we'll see. But you know that all of us have been born by God to bring a piece of reality here. Someone is born by God to create glass, for instance, and someone is born by God to open up third heavens and release the angels here onto the earth. Someone is born by God to see pictures and then paint them. Someone is born to paint supernatural pictures that an unbeliever will look at, and he will start searching for Christ. He'll start receiving healing. Beloved, there are things that we have to bring onto this earth. You think your function as the bride is to sit with your butt up on the warm chair and listen to a preacher? No. I'm here to start you up, to show you, to explain to you certain things, things within yourself. The faster you understand it, the more heaven will pour out of you, and the dreams of God will come true around you. Oh, Jesus. figure yourself out. You're wonderful. You can't even imagine what sort of explosive power you are. It's just that garbage around you is not letting you see the true you. All this garbage and rubbish, call whatever, religious spirit, the spirit of this age, anything like that, it dirties the precious thing that you are, and you will never become smaller or worse. Listen.
I asked God,
who creates, what is reality? God answered me and told me, he tells me, son, can't even imagine how human, their imagination becomes so invisible. You know, I'm going to tell you something right now. Human imagination becomes unnoticeable. When the Holy Spirit started speaking to me in my heart, right there was I alone by myself with him. I said, imagination for me is just childhood. Imagination, you know, my daughter, she imagines things. She dresses up in princess dresses. She puts on the tiara. And we see, me and my wife, we see how she changes 15 different outfits a day. And for me, this, with me, imagination has got to do something like that. Kind of like that. I'm a serious person. I live in reality. What is this imagining thing? What are you talking about? Imagination. Imagination, that's for children. They cannot live through reality. This is why they imagine things. My beloved, we don't even understand what sort of weapon is this thing. It's called imagination. I will explain to you how the Holy Spirit told me. Look. Human imagination is left unnoticeable. People use imagination as something to laugh at, something childish. The spirit of this age does everything possible for imagination will be brought down to the level of laughter, of childhood and embarrassment. And the Satan, while he searches for those individuals that have this bright quality, imagination, you can't even imagine what is imagination. From imagination, everything comes out into your life. Even subconsciously, you can't even imagine what you're creating by some sort of invested image that is in your imagination. Someone without you even knowing, manipulating you and your character, your behavior, your moods, your dreams, by getting into your imagination. You can't even imagine how the devil is dreaming about taking control of people of great ability of imagination. Beloved, the biggest movie producers and movies come out from those individuals that have such imagination that you and me have no idea of. They do such things, they write such scripts and create such and show such things that you, by looking at it, you receive a revelation. And that someone imagines. Do you know that all these things, I love sci-fi and things, everything new. A lot of you love that as well. What's unique is that I was reading sci-fi books, and then I started reading history of sci-fi and what is reality. And when people speak about lasers and other terminologies that didn't exist back in the day, when it was all created, they were called by those terminologies that those people imagined. You know, for instance, a word like laser was written many, 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 many years ago where they didn't even know what it was. And then they brought it into existence and called it by that name, that person that no longer is alive, named in the movie. You can read it in history. Try it. You know, I want to get today to this point where you maybe never got to. To those things that you easily treat and do not understand that this is fundamental truth of your creation and your life upon this earth. We are children not in that we are treating imagination wrongly. No, but because we do not understand how to use imagination. Oh, today I will show you from the Bible many different things. Beloved, someone receiving something for themselves. Oh, good, listen. Let's move on. Everything that you see around yourself is created by individuals with great imagination and dedication to their imagination. I've seen people that imagination became more real than reality that they live in. And through this imagination that came into them, and they created this blueprint and picture, they repainted even the histories of their countries. You say that this is reality. And I tell you that this is something that happened because of imagination. You say this is primary and imagination is secondary. No, I'll say this is secondary. First comes imagination. And that is why when you say I haven't achieved much, I'll tell you this right away. Somebody understand me. To achieve is something completely different. I don't want to run before too much because I really like what the daddy has released, this great bomb. So, things are created with great imagination. When you imagine, you create, and in the process, everything and everyone start to spin around this world that you've created with imagination. You're sitting in the country, it's called America. Somebody understand me. You know that right now you're sitting and living in a country that has been imagined by someone. Someone got a dream right there and ran over here. I'm not going to give you lessons of history here. We don't have much time, but someone said, that's it, I don't want to live like that. I will live like this. Yes. Right now we see that these polluted politics and evil people, everything is being repainted, but to begin with, my focus is on what? In the beginning, this was somebody's imagination that we all came into. Somebody understand me. Do you know, when I told Lord, I can't do anything, he tells me, you can't imagine. All of you, when you enter this world, through the birthing process, you enter into the world that's been created by someone, and all of you have the same function that everybody else that was before you, to change everything, not there, right here. In your generation. Somebody understand me. Give God glory. This is serious.
Amen.
Look. Everyone starts to spin around what you've created through your imagination. Those that are powerful and strong create reality. And those that are on the weaker side, they spin in the reality that has been created by the dominating ones. The strong ones create. The weak ones spin. So I tell you, be a strong individual. Learn not to only imagine, but bring into action your imagination. If ungodly people and heathens can do this ideally, then the church has to learn how to do this when they receive from the Lord. How he said, let your kingdom come. Do you understand the power of these words? Let your will be done. That, of course, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Lord. No. It has to do with you here. That we have to bring something. Look. Listen. What does it mean, imagination? It's not just a thought or a dream. No. Imagination is a created world that's created world by you. Do you understand? People have the great imagination. You know, when Americans have this terminology, it's called daydreaming. Even when you're not sleeping, you're thinking and dreaming, and sometimes they come up to you and they kind of wake you up. Where were you? He was in another reality. Did somebody understand? I want you to pay attention because when the Holy Spirit told me, he told me, son, tell my children, they do not know what sort of weapon they have and how the devil just leads them by nose and misuses them. He says, you can't even imagine that what is this imagination is a completely different reality that has been given to you, not to the devil, not to the angels. Nobody else has that ability to imagine. Yeah, angels might want, but you not only want, but you can make it, create it. Does somebody understand me? Demons might want something, but without a human body, without a host, they can't achieve anything. They need to use someone. They need to use creators to create. And we, like stupid little children, And the devil says, go, come on, keep on doing it. Keep imagining. Look, where you got up. Adolf Hitler. Imagine to such extent that the whole country is still twitching when they remember the name of that ungodly person that changed everything, beginning with money, finishing up with clothes, with music, culture, and buildings and architectural structures. This individual not only brought ideas, he brought change the culture. Can you imagine what you can do when the image of God will be on the inside of you? My God. Are you guys okay, or is this a little too hard for Sunday? Did you drink coffee today? It's okay? I'm very happy for you. Because when Daddy releases these revelations upon me, I go, wow. I say, Daddy, I'll say it. He says, okay, say it. Listen to me very carefully. Imagination is not just thoughts and dreams. Imagination is a world that's been created by you, and you're wholly living in this reality that you have created. Sometimes you have to be brought out of it. Some people have such powerful imagination. I've read histories that they go into their imagination and they're gone months, and when they come out of their rooms, all, you know, hairy and unkept. We know people like that. Have you seen pictures? Anybody seen beautifully looking Albert Einstein? I've never seen him good looking. Always everything is everywhere. He says, I don't have time to take care of this. He lives in a different reality. Reality that either wanted or not, this unkept person dictates by knowing the laws of creating the reality. Someone receiving something from themselves. This is a great dose. This is for grown-ups. It's not for those that have sinned somewhere, watched some sort of pornography or stole something and said, Lord, say something so I feel better. I'm not speaking to that church. I'm speaking to the church that wants to achieve something, that not just washed in the blood and continue sinning and sinning again. Hello. Time to grow up. Listen. By the way, Jesus brought out this very unique moment. There are many different things in history, and Jesus was using these people that were able to imagine, and the more they were able to imagine, the Lord was able to use them. One of them was Abraham. Abraham, you see the stars? Remember? What? What do these stars got to do with my reality? Oh, listen, Abraham, look. You know what the Lord is saying? Imagine. I promise you have this many children. Can you imagine the pictures that started exploding in Abraham's head? Whoa. Daddy, that's a lot. Look at the sand. You know that God loves to imagine? He loves people that say, oh, this is childish. No, with you it's childish. That's reality. Reality where a person imagines, and either want it or not, you live in somebody's reality, something that someone imagined, and they've achieved it. Okay? Listen. Look what Jesus said here. Matthew 5:28. I will read the new translation. Matthew 5:28. But I say to you, guys don't really like this scripture. But I say to you that everyone who so much as looks at a woman with evil desire for her, and women might not like the scripture because it works both ways, men or women, so don't worry. It's the same song. The one that might look, doesn't matter if it's a female or a male, as long as you look with a desire. You know, woman that woman, that's a completely different story. It's a different deliverance there. So look. But I say to you that everyone who so much as looks at a woman with evil desire for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Stop. Did any of you ever think what this is? Something just flew out. Listen. Something just fell over. Listen. I tell you that everyone that looks at a woman with desire, evil desire for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Did any of you think how powerful this is? Jesus says that your imagination is as powerful as a complete act that you've done. Do you understand what Jesus said here? He says, even if you say upon your brother, stupid, then is what?
подлежит суду.
He is going to be judged. Beloved.
А что?
What?
Бог говорит, детки,
God says, children, everything that you see in reality, in the spirit world, you don't see any other pictures.
Because before you look at the woman or at a man or
whatever, it doesn't matter. Image has been created, the sin has been done, image achieved, and now it is finished. In the spirit realm,
you know that
the spirit realm does not need an act.
Потому что у духовного Because мира физический мир realm, не имеет значения.
The physical realm has no meaning. Does somebody understand?
Доходит?
Do you get it?
Духовному миру,
spirit realm,
чтобы совершилось что-то, нужно просто
done,
завершенное воображение.
Is finished imagination. Complete imagination.
Кушай.
Ням-ням-ням, eat it, swallow
Тебе
it.
Кажется,
you think,
Бог, я ж не
God,
сделал.
I didn't
Он
do
говорит,
anything.
Сынок,
he says, Sonny,
меня ваш материальный
I really
мир
don't
не
care
волнует.
About your physical
Это
realm.
Не мой мир.
It's not
У
my
меня
world.
Ты
With
все
me,
сделал.
You've done it all.
Это Иисусово слово.
These are the words of Jesus. I just paraphrase it.
Это ваша Библия.
It's your Bible.
Читай.
Read. Look.
Еще раз перечитаю.
Again, let's read it. Now, these words might sound different.
Я же говорю,
but I say to you that everyone who so much as looks at a woman with evil desire for her,
знаете, что
you know that
просто нельзя с вожделением.
To look вот with a desire, you can't. For instance, you look and you desire. No.
Мужики меня поймут.
Guys understand
me. Первый раз,
First time,
нет.
There is no desire.
Второй раз.
Second time.
Почти нет.
Almost not there.
Вот третий раз.
Third time.
Вы понимаете, что
you understand that you need to build something for this desire to come? It has to rewind and play over and over in imagination. Your imagination has to be finished, complete. This image has to be built.
Вы знаете, как
Do you know how God creates?
Oh, no.
Some of you don't get it. How does God create? He said it and it was finished. Stop. God has the same thing as you do. Oh, never mind. Let me say this. You have the same thing that God has. You're a little bit, you came a little after him. God uses the same thing. It is written, when I was creating, I had wisdom next to me. Somebody understand what wisdom is? Wisdom helps you create imagination with the eyes of God. Again, maybe it's a little too deep. Let's rewind.
Okay,
rewind. I'm explaining. You know, sometimes so much stuff is coming out that I lose you somewhere along the way. Look. God creates before, for instance, God said, spoke, and it was good. He didn't create a draft. Draft is imagination. With God, this draft is so composed that his draft looks like reality. And before he brings something to you on this earth, or he brings something onto this earth, you have been given this quality of God. Imagination. Before you create a business, or make a baby, or buy a house, all of this has to be played in your head, right here. Somebody understand
it. We
don't pay attention to these things.
These are
the most grand presents that Daddy can place in us. It's our imagination. And that is why when the Lord was creating heaven and the earth, it was projected in imagination. And together, Him and wisdom and the seven spirits of God, they created everything. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the water, it is written. Hovering, it was going back and forth. With us, it's in the Russian Bible, says chasing back and forth. With God, hovering. Stop reading all translations. What are you doing? I'm chasing. Have you seen Christians that run and chase back and forth? They're doing what is written in the Bible, in their Bible. Because the Holy Spirit was, you know, running back and forth over the waters, and that's what I'm doing. I'm creating. From Alaska, here, from here, earthquakes. I'm now chasing into another land. Look.
Кто-то понимает?
Somebody understand imagination. Imagination,
тебе нужно привести
you
вот
need
вот,
to bring this.
Вот,
you say,
сделал.
Here, I've created.
Мире,
In the spirit realm, you've created everything. When you
made it up right here in your head. It is all finished. Have you noticed when you create an imagination, if you're a normal person, you imagine good things. You don't have, like, you know, glitches. You even experience those feelings that you imagine. You even experience, you sit there and you're looking and say, this woman, Lord, is this woman for me? And you start to imagine how you love that person, how you're, you know, proposing to her. And women can imagine, I tell you. When I touched this message, I was shocked. I said, Lord, I didn't even have enough time to drive in the car with her, and she already married me, and when I picked her up next time, and all these different things happening, all these different stories and battles and wars, apparently she imagined something in her head. Hello. Imagination is power. Imagination is that thing that the devil he makes it look like childhood, and he is searching for these things. Because such movies that are created by these people under the influence of the demonic realm, you'll say, oh, this has been created by the devil. Stop. This is the devil did this. He did these movies. Freddy Krueger. You know, it's just, you know, horror movies, or Friday the 13th, and all these ancient movies. And we think it's from the spirit realm. Listen. Stop. Someone imagined it, someone created it, and brought it here. You don't need to take the blame off a human. The devil throws ideas. 1, 2, 3. He gave you ideas and things. You've created it. Look, in other words, Jesus said that imagination is as powerful as the act that has been created by you. Look around you. Who created all of this? Who creates all these realities? Before reality, there's a dream, and before dream, there's imagination. So, remember, reality is not what you see around yourself. I ask you to understand this. Reality is not what you see around. This is where we get it all messed up. Some people say, I want to become rich. Until you become rich in the invisible realm, you will never become rich in the physical realm. Somebody understand me? It is what happens after the individual has been created. The spirit is richness, not money. Richness is not necessarily money. Richness is success, influence. All these things put together is what people called a rich person, a mind, intellect. Somebody understand me? These things are moved after what? Listen.
Реальностью является не то,
reality
что ты видишь вокруг. Это всего лишь последствие силы чего-то воображения. И те, кто обладает великим воображением в процессе творят реальность,
еще раз,
я буду вбивать этот гвоздь до конца служения, чтобы ты, когда выйдешь отсюда, внимательно наблюдал, когда ты едешь за машиной, и что проходит через твое воображение. Тебе кажется, о, прошло и ушло. Твоим воображением создан макет. Теперь с этим макетом что-то нужно делать. Кто-то понимает? И потом ты не понимаешь, почему ты приезжаешь домой и срываешься на всех. Ты только что этот макет создал в своей машине.
This image
только
in your car. Just now,
this
anger was allowed to enter by you, and it was created not to come home, cool down, and say,
привет.
Hello.
У тебя, ты уже ищешь к чему.
You already are searching to pick on something. Look at that. This is not in the right place. The light is on. There's no food. Excuse number one. I know. I've been there. And the Holy Spirit says, there's McDonald's not too far away. So you come down, go to McDonald's, and then you go home. You come home happy. I didn't even know that freedom comes from $6.99. Driving. McDonald's.
Hey.
Freedom came right there. Guys know what I'm saying. Come home happy to see the children. There's nothing in the house, but you're happy because Ronald McDonald just delivered you. Okay, let's move on.
Hitler, Lenin, we've talked about them.
They were the ones that created reality. Listen to the powerful principles here. They created reality after they received a revelation from the demonic realm. Everything else and everybody else were destined to live in their reality. Imagination of these individuals for their followers became more real than what they saw and felt physically. It's like I'm speaking to people saying, I don't know what to do for my relatives to believe. I've been showing them video, the legs are growing, arms are growing. Is their brain growing? Good revelation. Guys, ladies, try that. I don't believe it. Lord, make this brain bigger, make it bigger. And you see this unbelief.
How should I say this?
This is what happens when there's a small brain. So what you do is you make it bigger. I see the brain is growing. And he believed it. Relax. You know what the Holy Spirit told me? I told him, Lord, what should I tell people? He says, son, you don't understand. Faith is the same spirit in the positive as in unbelief in the negative. Do you know that unbelief is the same faith that in an opposite way?
The Holy Spirit
a long time ago showed me, look, no matter what you show to believer, it doesn't happen. You place hands and say, in the name of Jesus, heal. Doesn't happen. What does the believer say? I believe that it will be healed.
I believe in
the process of healing started. I receive it. No matter what you do with these believers, even if nothing happens before his eyes, he believes. Unbelief is the same spirit. Stuff will happen, grow, and go in and out. And you say, I don't believe. I don't believe. I don't believe. You can do what sort of tricks what you want, pray for what not. God said the dead will resurrect, and what? Relax. Just pray for the brain to grow. It's a spirit. Unbelief is a spirit. You encounter not a human and you want to explain to him. There's a spirit in him. You can show him whatever and he won't believe. So look.
Сатана не может ничего совершить без этих людей. Для него крайне необходимо иметь людей с такими данными, с данными сильного воображения. Итак, я точно щетки когда-нибудь сделаю на этой штуке.
Probably going to put wipers on this, my iPad.
Итак, процесс творения. Look,
the process of creation.
Процесс творения.
Process of creation.
Раскладываю процесс творения. Хотите слышать?
I'm explaining to you the process of creation.
Шагом,
you want to hear it step by step?
Уже внимательно, уже много набросал.
Look, I've thrown out a lot of things now. I want to build it up.
Процесс творения.
Process
Итак,
of creation. So,
бросающий идею.
The one that throws ideas.
То есть,
so,
дьявол.
The devil.
Подает строй материал.
Gives building materials.
У
Let me tell you, he cannot build. He does not have that function. No matter how much you want
дьяволу,
to give something to the devil or any of the attributes, it's not real because he cannot do this. He cannot create. He does not have a function. Only daddy has it, and daddy also gave it to his children. The devil cannot create. He needs you. He needs you. He needs people. He needs whatever, whoever you call him, whatnot. But he cannot do anything without humans. He gives building material for an image. If you don't have right principles or borderlines, you cannot say no. Somebody understand why we need principles and borderlines so that wrong ideas or wrong building materials never ever touched my consciousness and my imagination. Because as soon as that picture enters me, it changes me.
Поэтому
that is
David
why
сказал,
David said,
"Межи мои прошли,
borderlines,
границы,
my borderlines went through,
прошла,
or whatever
забор,
you call it, a fence upon wonderful things. In other words, he says, I'm walking in a wonderful place and I am never, ever departing from my path. Yes, yes, there was a moment. There was a moment. No one's denying that. David had an issue, but it's okay. Then he fixed the fence back. There was a moment. Beloved, somebody understand me.
Межи.
Borderlines.
Дьявол.
The devil.
Все, что он делает, он бросает идеи.
Everything that he does, he throws ideas to you, to me. Throws it. And then he waits for someone to get caught in it.
Как дьявол знает, что ты клюнул?
How does the devil know that you got caught in it?
Он опять, он начинает. О, ребята, сюда.
Guys, over here. You see,
свежий источник есть.
This is a fresh fountain. Let's connect the pipe of information.
И в тебя насосом дерьмо заходит.
Garbage gets into you. This rubbish is just getting into you. And you see, yesterday I was talking to him. He was a normal person. Today, who is this? Have you ever encountered that before? He has been connected to this pump. Not from there, but from down there. It's called the sewer line.
И там бесы, давай, подаем материал,
bring in this material.
Кто-то видел, чтобы из плохого материала можно было сделать хорошее?
Have you seen that out of bad building material you could create something good? No. You'd want to do something good, but no matter what they touch, turns into garbage.
Он только не коснулся, оно все...
No matter, they touch and it turns into something bad.
Сотворил.
Created.
Кто-то понимает, почему
Somebody
нужно иметь границы, приоритеты?
Borderlines,
я ничему не дам зайти. Я хозяин моего творения. Я хозяин моего воображения.
Lord of my creation.
Противостойте дьяволу.
Protest the devil.
Твердый убежит. Почему он не может?
He can run away. Why
he cannot?
He said, "You say that he can run away. No, it's just that you didn't resist in time." The devil, look, pump me up with all this garbage. And you're saying, look at this power. And the devil, come on, keep on going at it.
Soon
you will be my creator. Look.
Для последователей вот этих тиранов,
for the followers of these tyrants,
воображение этих личностей для последователей стали реальнее того, что они видели и ощущали
физически. Сатана не может ничего совершить без этих людей. Итак, процесс творения, бросающий идею, подает стройматериал для образа. Если ты не понимаешь стройматериал, Satan will come and will connect you to this pump and will tell you, oh, but we know everything that is happening here.
Oh,
who were you speaking with? Why, what they pump into you recently? And you're sitting there. Nobody loves me. Nobody's speaking with me. Nobody's inviting me to their birthday party.
Господи,
Lord,
да пошли они все.
I don't really care about them. Let them all go.
Смотришь, и след просто.
And you see that they're gone.
А он себе вообразил.
And he imagined something to himself.
Иногда вы попадали в такую дилемму?
Have you ever gotten into this dilemma?
Ты себе такую картину нарисовал.
You imagined such a picture.
Все, со всеми вытекающими последствиями.
With all these different endings, and then you come, and that didn't even happen.
Здесь нормальные люди, или я только один тут?
Are there normal people, or am I the only strange one here?
Есть, да?
Yeah.
Парочку, честно.
Couple, truthful.
Все остальные я понимаю.
Everybody else, I understand.
Да, не было.
You never had these incidents. It's for those somewhere that they're watching me everywhere. Over there in the world, they imagine.
Вы святые.
You're holy, of course, you're in the center.
Было кого-то?
Any of you have this incident?
У тебя там такое накачка.
You had all this imagination. Everybody got invited. You invited everybody. Tell everybody. And you come and you say, what did you tell me? And it wasn't me.
Это я видела тебя.
But I saw you. You said it.
Да не, я в этот день вообще на карусели с детьми был.
That day I was at at the Chant Village with my children.
And you see, what happened?
What do I do with this thing that I've created? Everybody knows what you did. Any of you ever had these incidents? I told everybody that you were a traitor, you're so nat, and you're not such a nice person. But my Lord, you understand what the devil creates?
И понимаете, что дьявол вытворяет с нашим безрассудным рассудком? С нашим неумением допускать в наше воображение. Ты там уже все. Боже. Она, наверное, с кем-то была.
Probably was with someone. She probably cheated on her husband.
Она два часа только две сумки посмотрела в магазин.
And 2 hours she was just looking at purses for 2 hours. Relax.
А ты уже там настроил.
And you already build up different things. Who called last time? Who called last time?
Вычисляет,
And trying to figuring it out.
And the devil is giving you pictures. Connected this pump.
And you have these images. And you say, this is going to come. Divorce, that's it. And she says, baby, I got you a new wallet. And you're all red, stressed out. What? You did what?
Уже аппликацию на развод заполнять начал.
Filling out the divorce papers. And she was buying you a wallet.
Это реальность, это мы.
Reality, it's us.
Не надо избегать этого, не надо делать вид, что мы этого не знаем, мы все там живем.
We'll live
there. Сейчас про тебя рассказываю.
Just right now, I'm telling you about yourself.
Смотри.
Look.
Итак, дьявол подает материал. Для образа, если ты не имеешь принципов, ты съедаешь материал. Из материала творится воображение, которое создает модель внутри твоего сознания. Затем ты даже не понимаешь, что произошло, потому что твоя модель изменила уже тебя. Потому что ты создал мир и вошел в него. И ты уже в том мире играешь определенную роль. Люди еще не знают, что ты там натворил. А уже смотрят на тебя, и ты другой. Кто-то понимает, насколько серьезно то, что
я говорю?
Господи,
help us.
Из материала творится воображение, которое создает модель внутри твоего сознания, затем ты даже не понимаешь, что произошло. Подсознательно творишь по модели, созданной твоим воображением. Хочешь или нет, создал, оно придет в жизнь.
You've created, it will come into your life, the time will come.
Бог видит личности, которые сильные, в то же самое время посвященные. Вы знаете, что я заметил?
Do you know what I noticed?
Я заметил, что дьявол хочет за тем, кого хочет призвать Бог.
That the Lord wants to call.
Когда Бог кого-то начинает выращивать, я не буду сейчас, давайте вспоминать, okay?
Let's not remember things. There are many.
Когда Бог начинает кого-то взращивать, дьявол тут как, например, один из людей
Самсон.
Бог дал ему не только воображение мощное, что он может делать все. Он дал ему силу, он дал ему силу
делать.
И здесь тут как тут дьявол использует.
Well,
мы должны с вами понять, что дьявол охотится за теми, за кем не охотится, а кого предназначил Бог для чего-то великого.
Смотри, Авраам.
Как только Бог сказал ему,
as soon as God told him,
у тебя будет сын.
You will have a son.
У тебя будет сын.
You will have a son.
От твоей жены.
From your wife.
От Сары.
From
И
Sarah.
Вы знаете, что уникально?
And you know what's unique?
Дьявол,
the devil,
опа, он увидел
he saw
воображение. Он
the
увидел,
image,
что через
he
него
that through
придет
him,
множество детей
по вере. И здесь
сразу right
here,
приходит сатана с предложением через его жену,
a proposal through his wife to give him Hagar, the slave girl, and pervert, place his thing, to use the same vision for himself, because
what
Abraham
will touch,
it will be big.
And guess what came through Hagar,
is it small or is it big right now?
Be very
careful
when the devil steals something. He is not stupid. Он охотится за тем, что запланировал употребить Бог.
And hunts those things that the Lord wants to use.
Oh. Да.
Yes.
Смотри.
Look.
Бог есть личности, которые в то же самое время посвященные и сильные.
And powerful.
Давид, муж по сердцу Бога, в котором сочетались эти два качества, величие и посвящение, через которое Бог могущественно двигался в его жизни. Большинство тех, кого я встречал, обладали одним качеством или другим. Но в крайне редких случаях тем и другим вместе.
Смотри,
есть высказывание в народе, знаете, я его слышал, даже когда еще рос,
I heard it when I was growing up. In Ukraine.
Смотри,
look.
слышал его в разных формах, его могут по-разному говорить, но значение у него одно. Я слышал такие. Перестань воображать и начни жить реальность. Слышали такие вещи? Они могут быть в разной форме сказаны, но примерно они звучат одинаково. То есть перестань там заниматься какой-то хренью и начни жить.
Start living this reality right here. There it is.
Знаете, что это крайне неправильно.
You know that is
wrong. Я так скажу, позвольте не согласиться, потому что this, твоя видимая реальность это всего лишь последствие чьего-то воображения.
What happens after somebody's imagination?
Ты говоришь.
You'll say.
Знаете.
You know.
Есть люди, которые изобретают вещи.
Things,
ты еще не знаешь, что уже внутри этих людей. Ты сейчас сидишь у тебя.
Right now you're sitting. You have an iPhone.
Ты знаешь, что это чья-то была мечта?
You know that it was somebody's dream.
Сейчас нет уже все.
Yeah, the Steve Jobs, he no longer is here on this earth. But listen,
кто-то сказал,
someone said,
я не могу смотреть на вот это.
I can't look at this flip phone.
Кто-то сказал, это для
someone
вас
said,
реальность, для меня это мусор.
This reality is for you. For me, this is garbage.
И он ушел в свое воображение. Да воображался до того,
he imagined it to such an extent that everything tries to copy his product. Hello.
И ты мне говоришь, перестань
and you tell me, stop imagining and start living reality? Questions like this. Whose reality, might I ask?
Reality,
whose reality? Yours?
И мне говорят, что ты там
and
себе?
They tell me, what is it that you're imagining?
Reformation.
Church is in the right place. Whose church? Yours?
That,
right there?
Церковь?
You call it church?
Позвольте возразить.
Can I disagree?
Не сходится.
Doesn't
хотя
match.
Бы с моей Библией вообще не
at
сходится.
Least with my Bible, that right there, what has been
прошу
called the church. I'm sorry,
мнение.
But that's my
нет.
Opinion. You're attacking us. No, I'm attacking somebody's
образ,
image, the created image that I am
жить.
Renouncing, and I'm not going to live in it.
Amen.
Amen.
Бунтарь.
What? Rebel? Rebel? Rebelling against what? You? Of course.
Бунтарь против Бога. Не
rebel against God? Never.
Я не собираюсь жить.
Hello, I'm not planning on living in this imagined world.
Брата Петра и
brother Peter and Deacon Vasily.
И это не их мир.
And
они эту пилюлю заглотили.
It's not their reality. They swallowed this pill from their brothers. Hallelujah. You'll say, who are these people that wash their feet? If you don't know what this washing of the feet is, praise the Lord.
Ты себя хорошо чувствуешь?
You feel good?
Я тоже.
Me too.
Смотри.
Look.
Смейся.
You can laugh, but you understand what I'm saying.
Итак, я не соглашаюсь.
I'm not accepting.
Почему?
Why? Because,
во-первых, я протестант.
First of all, I'm a Protestant.
И потому что твоя видимая реальность это всего лишь последствия чьего-то воображения.
An outcome of somebody's imagination. For instance, Martin Luther arose in the 15th century. He said, I don't agree with the Catholic Church. Martin Luther King Jr. was here, African-American in America. He changed civil rights for the people. He came and said, I do not accept your reality. Yes, he paid the price of his life, but he changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
How is that? That's how it is. That's how it is.
Вот так.
That's
почему?
How it is.
Why?
Because
кстати,
he had an imagination. By the way, Martin Luther King Jr. had a crazy imagination. His messages are still on YouTube. You can listen to them. Tons of his sayings and messages. And you understand that this individual, he was standing in this world, in this time, but he was speaking from absolutely different realm. And he was saying, they will sit at the same desk. They will go to the same restaurant. They will sit in the same bus. They will. It will happen. They will happen on the same stadium, in the same section, black and white. It will happen. Changed everything. So, we have been placed by God upon this earth to change something. To change something like that is unreal. You need a project. You need an imagination. You need a model. Hello.
Знаете, почему люди приходят?
You know what? People come
они
and go.
Не стали частью
when
Божьего
they didn't become part of God's plan. You don't only have to come to church and sit on a chair. You have to attach to the vision of God for something that does not exist yet.
You have to see
with the eyes of faith, the eyes of the heart, what are they saying? You have to see. Somebody understands me?
Once
God wants to create something big and grand in here or there in some areas, He is searching for great individuals with great imagination and intellect. They're able to change reality. At the same time, that individual has to have great dedication and renounce him or herself. Renounce yourself and follow me. Follow me. My desires, what I want. You want to achieve something? Then all of this, everything that is yours, what you desire, has to die. God has to invest His imagination into you, and you have to see this kingdom here upon this earth. So when God told me, you'll have a completely different church, different messages, different prayers, different music, everything will be different. I don't live here, I live over there in that image. Somebody comes and goes, I don't really care. We are rebuilding and we're changing it, and you have a chance. Your children don't. They will live in God's reality. They will. Just wait and see. Just wait 10, 20 years, we'll see it. And we will see who achieved what. Your reality or our imagination. Hello.
Abraham.
Powerful person. The Lord said, look at the sand. That's how many children you have. Look at the stars. These are going to be your children. Joseph. Same picture. The Lord showed him dreams that made him, give him an opportunity to imagine, to dream in the process, then enter into his image and change the history of his people. Joseph, small man, small teenager that sees dreams, you know, stars and the sun and the moon bows down to him. And you see that the daddy's, his father started getting irritated with his dreams as well. He says, Dad, I don't know, but apparently that's what's going to happen. Small guy says, yeah, all of you, you big brothers of mine, you're going to all bow down to me. We will bow down to you. They didn't understand that they're speaking with the dreamer. They were speaking with a great person. Why? They're sitting in their reality. They're just on the fields, you know, on donkeys, and feeding the sheep. And this guy, dreaming. Come here, I'll tell you something. I saw something just now. And they say, we're going to kill you.
Hallelujah.
You don't know that song, praise the Lord. Because sometimes certain things come out that you don't need to know.
So,
be a gazer of the stars. The ones that have this great imagination and dedication in the process, by their dedication, they will come into the actions of their imagination. And while these, you know, small individuals enjoy their reality and laugh and point fingers from those that imagine and have great imaginations behind their backs, they create a completely different reality. They either want it or not, all of them will have to live it.
Hello. Did you know even I'm nobody, just a small person. I have not finished any colleges or anything. We have filled the Christian world with so many revelations that everyone is so crazy, they don't believe. We're just starting. I guarantee you, we're just starting.
То мы так движем, да, знаете, внимание, знаете, как, прошлая тема, это так, знаете, вот эта, знаете, штука, вот эта, которая продается, которая пу-пуп, все, а? Слушай.
Is that little machine that makes the little noise to take your attention?
Он такой смешной, он такой забавный.
People say, you're so funny, you're so interesting to listen to. You have no idea what's coming.
Ты такой забавный, юморист такой, даже не представляешь, что мы будем делать.
You say, you're so funny, you're so humorous.
Ты даже не представляешь, что начнет происходить на этой земле. Ты даже не представляешь, что мы так хихикая с юмором взорвем.
You are laughing right now, you have not. You have no idea what we're gonna blow the earth over here.
Продолжай улыбаться.
Smile. Keep smiling.
И вы знаете, все, знаете, сколько людей, куда они едут, там разные страны.
Против тебя воюют все. Я говорю, people are going against you. Everyone is going against you, and I'm looking around. All?
Вы воюете с информацией.
You battle the information that I release.
И она умножена в миллионы потоков.
And it's multiplied into millions and millions.
Вы воюете не со мной, я даже не знаю, кто там.
And I'm saying, I don't know who is there that is battling with me, because they're not battling with me, they're battling with my information. Now they come to see me, and they love me. Those who hated me. There are some people who hate me, there are some who want to kill me, there are some who love me. They say, we're going to hang you, we're going to kill you, and guess what, I want to go to Christ.
Скажите мне, где меня застрелят, я сделаю там конференцию.
Tell me where you're going to kill me, I'll make a conference there.
Если я должен выжить, я выживу.
If I should survive,
если я не
I
должен
survive.
Выжить, я хочу
But
первый
I,
купить билет к папе.
If I'm not
going to
survive, please, I want to buy the first ticket to go to heaven.
Ну, ты понимаешь, что у тебя вообще страха не должно быть никакого.
You should not have any fear.
Ты свободная личность. Ты в другом измерении. Ты другая субстанция.
You're a different substance.
Аллилуйя. Мне так нравится сегодняшняя тема.
I like our message today.
Ой, нравится. Да, потому что одно воскресенье пропустил.
Maybe because I missed one
Сразу
Sunday.
Сразу несколько откровений в одно.
And boom, I'm having few revelations at the same Sunday.
Аллилуйя. Творцы реальности.
We're the creators of reality.
Пока недалекие личности наслаждаются существующей реальностью, насмехаются с тех, кто воображает. Кто-то с великим воображением за их спинами создает иную реальность, в которой хотят они или нет, им всем придется скоро жить. Дьявол, то есть бросающий идею, ищет именно
таких
людей. Он бросает идею в великое воображение, впоследствии из которого рождается идея, которая скоро оборачивается в видимую реальность. Сатана предлагает что угодно этим людям. Слушайте внимательно. Взамен на то, чтобы пользоваться их воображением. Все вот эти рок-группы, все вот эти кинозвезды, актеры, которые ты иногда смотришь и тебя захватывает, он просто роль играет, а ты плачешь. Знаете, что этот человек, он настолько умеет воображать, что он тебя... Ты знаешь, что это не реальность, а тебя она касается и даже изменяет. Можете себе представить, кем дьявол хочет пользоваться? Поверьте, он Иисуса тоже не миновал. Смотрите, хороший кандидат. Пустыня. Помните, да? Хлеба. Весь мир, там, крыло храма, там, и так далее, все эти темы. Не пропустит возможности предложить
Devil
свой вариант.
Никогда. Не Иисусу, ни с тобой, you know, ни со мной, ни с кем. Give you something in exchange of your imagination.
Дьявол ищет этих людей, чтобы пользоваться их воображением, и через их воображение строить свою реальность на земле. Этим людям даже в голову не приходит, что настоящая ценность, но не то, что предлагает дьявол. Дьявол приходит и говорит, я тебе предлагаю деньги взамен на употребление тебя. В любой сфере, музыка, кинематография, кто угодно, медицина, дьявол везде своих агентов имеет, это даже разговора нет. Мы даже не представляем, что ценность — это не то, что он тебе предлагает, а то, что ты носишь в себе.
That we're carrying inside of us, the imagination.
Ты даже запросто можешь сказать дьяволу.
You can say, devil, no.
Дьявол такой, я тебя убью.
And devil says, I'll kill you.
Серьезно, поговорите с дьяволом один раз, просто поговорите.
Just talk to him, talk to him.
Дьявол, заставь.
Devil, make me.
Он ничего не сможет с тобой сделать. He won't be able to do anything. Того, чего ты не позволишь ему сделать с тобой.
To do with you.
Ничего. Он так меня побил.
Unless you allow it.
Слушай, ты побил себя своими руками под его влиянием.
You know, you say he beat me up. No,
он меня побил. Дело никого бить не может.
He can't beat you up.
Ты сам все допустил, картину нарисовал.
You allowed everything. И сам you режиссер the picture своего of everything. Фильма. And now you are the producer of your own movie.
Будь очень осторожен с тем, о чем ты воображаешь, и тем, кто вложил эту картину в твое сознание. Потому что ты даже подсознательно творишь воображаемую реальность вокруг себя. Часто, когда личность обладает всеми этими качествами, и Бог уже запланировал употребить этого человека для чего-то великого, сатана тут как тут предлагает уникальную сделку, и чаще всего эти личности покупаются и попадаются на сатанинскую приманку. Заметьте, что как только Бог вложил в картины воображение Авраама, здесь же сработал враг через Сару, дар ему Агарь. Через которую мечта Авраама пришла в реальность, только не мечта Бога, а уже, знаете, Авраама просто, знаете, на Авраама сказал, классно будет, уже была одна сына,
уже две.
Чуть на меня смотришь, ты что, отказался? Твоя жена тебе предлагает. Ну, мы понимаем, мы живем в другое время. Бог не творил Адама, Еву и Елену.
Adam, Eve, and Ellen.
Он сотворил Адама и Еву.
He created Adam and Eve, and all that other women should be apart. Relax.
А как было в старое время? Не надо в старое время смотреть. Нужно смотреть в оригинал, в создании.
Oh, remember the old times. We're not living in old times. We're here.
Все, хватит.
And God created Adam and Eve. No one else. Should be in your family.
Ненаглядный. Смотри.
Look.
Часто эти личности обладают настолько великой силой воображения. Послушайте, дорогие, это не шутка, это реальность. Эти люди обладают настолько великой силой воображения и представления, что их воображение невидимого у людей вокруг перерисовывает реальность видимого.
It creates the reality.
Перерисовывает все, что ты, и тебе уже, ты ходишь, и ты уже не здесь, ты уже прочитал книгу, идею, оно уже попало в тебя, оно уже тебя перерисовало. О, Бог ищет этих людей так же, как ищет дьявол. Этих людей, которые имеют вот этот дух, имеют вот это посвящение. Поверьте, воображать умеют все, но посвятиться тому, что ты воображаешь, и привести его, это уже вопрос второй.
To the imagination that they have.
Именно это качество необходимо для реформации. Кто-то должен увидеть несуществующее как существующее и привести его из мира воображения в мир видимой и ощутимой реальности. Римлянам 4:17.
Romans 4.
Давайте прочитаем. Я уже буду заканчивать. Римлянам 4:17. Как и написано: «Я сделал тебя отцом множества народов». Он наш отец перед Богом, которому он поверил, перед Богом, оживляющим мертвых и говорящим о том, чего еще нет, как будто оно уже есть. Вы знаете, что он говорит? Это Бог. Он говорит, у тебя есть качество. Он называет несуществующее, я читаю с НРП, с нового русского перевода, в синонимы несуществующее, как существующее. Несуществующее, как существующее. Ты... У тебя то же самое. Но чтобы назвать несуществующее как существующее, несуществующее нужно создать. Вообразить. Закончить. И потом провозгласить. Некоторые люди говорят, знаете, вот харизматов была такая фишка. Провозглашай.
You know, charismatic people are always said, we pronounce.
Без воображаемого и без собственного макета исповедания пустой глюк. Это просто пшик, который не имеет значения. Ты будешь провозглашать, я богатый, да ты нищий. Ты думаешь, как нищий, живешь как нищий. Ты едешь на раскадряшке своей, ты живешь с этими диванами, которые третьего хозяина сменили и воняют не твоими котами.
Ты
понял меня?
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Я богатый. Богатый человек.
I'm rich, and you can pronounce that I'm rich.
Знаете, как делает богатый
But you're not rich inside.
Которому еще не пришли финансы. Он вычищает всю гарбич и говорит, знаешь что? Буду сидеть на чистом балласе.
You know how God makes people rich? You know those people who are poor, they clean out everything from their
house. А где будешь спать? They Буду sit спать on the floor, паласах,
and they say, I will not have anything in my house until God gives me something new into the new house. That's how God makes new.
Буду ездить на...
People. Rich people.
Том велосипеде,
God
чем
give
на дрянной
me a wonderful, wonderful bike,
Кто-то
bicycle,
понимает?
Rather than having a cheap,
на чистом
bad car.
Автобусе.
I will be driving a
на
clean,
аккуратненько, мягенько,
city bus
в
that
тепле,
has a comfortable seat.
Чем на том, чем я помню,
than having the car that barely drives.
И провозглашать.
You
скати эту дрянь в обочину, где-то там скинь его с обрыва. И сядь на автобус. И в автобусе говори, будет машина. Но не так.
Это the уже car моя. That
Алло.
Hello.
Мышление раба.
We have
жизнь раба.
Mind
провозглашатель
of a slave.
Мой. Да ничего
and
не будет. А когда изменится здесь, автоматом изменится здесь. Ты как магнит начнешь притягивать божественное благословение. Это уже другая тема. Нужно это хотя бы закончить. Amen. Хорошо. Практически все, Все то, что ты видишь под названием Церковь Христа, это не что иное, как чей-то вариант Бога и Церкви. Не вариант Бога, а чей-то вариант Бога. Бог сказал, я создам Церковь. Так вот, я хочу увидеть Его Церковь. И пока, если я это вижу, только маленький фрагмент, где-то там, где-то там, где-то чуть-чуть здесь, где-то вот там.
A little here, a little there, but I want to see it.
И поэтому ты так говоришь, ровно так, как я поступаю с грязными диванами, ровно так я поступаю с религией, но ниже Богу молится. Слушай, знаешь чего?
Did with my old couches that overlived three generations.
Или Бог, или не надо мне.
I removed it, and I say either I will have couches or I will have new couches or I will not have any couches at all. And that is the same way I'm with God. I either have God, I either don't have God. God, where are you? And I'm saying, and he says, I'm over here. And what is that? I don't know. Explain me what that is. That's something those people tried creating me.
Это не что иное, как чей-то вариант Бога и Церкви. Это всего лишь воображение людей, которым дух религии предложил свой вариант Церкви. Дух религии пришел, дал материал, дал стройматериал. Вот они и построили. Чего они построили? Там вон построили одежда, тазики, там всякая дрянь, там какие-то законы, какие-то там какие-то членства, там, и ты смотришь, что это, боже мой, я уже хочу на небо. Им же надо это все поддерживать. Их нервирует, когда все это у них не получается.
You know, they get so irritated by the things that don't work out in their lives.
Живи спокойно, улыбайся.
Because they don't have God in their life. Once you have God in your life, everything works out perfectly.
Я верю, что поднимается другое поколение личностей, которые будут входить в контакт с духовным миром посредством исступлений, видений, трансов и посвящения, а также посещения небес и тому подобное, заражаться оттуда воображением, картинами и в процессе менять реальность вокруг себя. Как мы это изменим? Мы должны получить от него стройматериал. Знаете ли вы? Знаете, я буду так заканчивать вот этими словами.
Okay,
знаете, некоторые люди говорят, у американцев есть такое выражение I got inspired.
I got inspired.
По-нашему это пришло я был вдохновлен.
I got inspired. I got
Вы знаете, что вдохновение это
сверхъестественное.
Вдохновение может приходить только из духовного мира, того или того, но оно приходит. Вдохновение это то, что заводит двигатель твоего воображения. Вдохновение, ты можешь сесть в машину никакой, увидеть пару картин, которые вдохновят тебя, взорвут твое воображение, и ты не успеваешь выбегать из машины, как ты записываешь страницами откровения, видения, песни, стихи, что хочешь. Ты не можешь. Вдохновение. А как же неверующие? У Бога неверующих нет. У него все дети, которые одни знают его, а другие дети еще не знают его. Он умер за кого? За святых? Ибо так Бог возлюбил мир.
Они
все в мир ушли, конечно. Иисус первый в мир ушел. Че? Ибо так возлюбил Бог мир, что отдал Сына Своего. Все, Иисус ушел.
You know, some people say, oh, they're in a world. And you know what? God was in the world. He gave his only son into the world. He brought him into the world. I'm not speaking about
о жизнях, о тех, которые не знают еще. Не относите тебя. Это мы, это они. Но это все мы. Просто я уже познал папу, а он еще нет. Мы все дети одного отца. Не надо разделять там гомосексуалисты, там насильники, воры. Все, которые не знают Бога, у них нет другого шанса жить по-другому. Они живут как дух этого мира. Ненавидь сатану и его дела, люби людей. Приноси его картину. Воображай, строй, делай. Бог ищет тех, кто согласится принести его реальность на землю. Итак, да придет твое царство, и да будет твоя воля на земле, как и на небе.
Here on earth, as it is in heaven. Give God glory.
Давайте мы поднимемся.